listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, June 3rd. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend John Folley, Executive Director of LCMS International Mission, Office of International Mission. Pastor Folley, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thanks.
Good to have you in studio this morning, talking about international missions, particularly missionaries, and how we go about sending missionaries. Tell us a little bit about the history of missionaries in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and how we've gone about sending missionaries in the past.
Well, the history of sending missionaries by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod really goes back to the 1800s, and I believe it was 1894 that we sent our very first missionary to India. That picked up a little bit more momentum after the turn of the century with Pastor Arndt going to China, and then those doors really opened up in China, and ever since, the LCMS has been rather aggressive about sending missionaries into all of the world to proclaim the gospel.
That was my next question. Why send missionaries? I mean, it's very easy just to, to be focused on the diligent and important work that we have here in our own communities.
Well, the LCMS has always been a mission church, whether that has been to North America with the very foundation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, with the very first immigrants from Germany, and then proclaiming that gospel throughout North America, but then also seeing the importance that Jesus is the only Savior that God has sent to us and will ever send to us for the forgiveness of our sins and to give to us eternal life. And it is really by His command that we bring that wonderful gospel, that good news, into all of the world so that all may believe.
Where do we have missionaries serving today?
Oh, gosh.
Would it be easier to say, where don't we have missionaries?
There you go. Really, we are all over the world. We currently have 112 full-time called or appointed missionaries, or career missionaries as we call them. And just recently, there were calls and appointments proposed to the Board for International Mission, and they accepted them and they extended those calls and appointments. So if all of these individuals accept those calls and appointments, we will have 125 career missionaries in the field.
What is that? That picture look like compared to where we were, say, I don't know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
You know, I can't speak to 20 years ago. That really predates my history even within the LCMS. I know that as recently as the early 2000s, our World Mission Program faced a very critical point because there was a lack of unrestricted giving from throughout Synod's districts, which impacted the program ministries here at the International Center. And the executive of World Mission at that time, Pastor Bob Rogner, was told that he had to reduce his budget by $2 million. And unfortunately, he had the very, very difficult decision that that really only meant he had to bring back missionaries from the field. Bob has shared with me personally that that was something that he had vowed to himself and to the LCMS that he would never let happen again. So Bob met with his board and developed a network support model of sending missionaries into the field.
And what does that look like? How does this network support model work?
Gosh, it's working well, and it's getting better all of the time. The amount of time, on an average, for a missionary from the time that they finish orientation and begin their network support process to the time that they get out in the field is between 4 and 6 months. Some, by God's grace, raise all of their network support within 2 months.
Wow.
and others takes just a little bit longer. But it's been a wonderful opportunity to build networks by missionaries going to congregations, individuals, mission societies, and telling our church body of the work that we're doing. In fact, one of our missionaries who's in network support phase contacted me and had a couple of questions about things, but when I asked him how that was going, he said he made a presentation at one congregation, and a member of the congregation raised her hand and said that she has been a member of the LCMS for over 40 years, and she did not know that the LCMS was involved as energetically with mission as she was hearing that evening, and she and her congregation became a part of his network support. So it's a wonderful opportunity to tell the church body what it is that we're doing.
What do we mean by network support? What does that mean when a congregation or an individual becomes a part of network support for a missionary?
Well, through our Mission Advancement Office, we have a program called Together in Mission, and that is a partnership of congregations, individual donors, auxiliaries, agencies, anyone who may wish to support or be a part of this network of support for a particular missionary in their particular area of service. So they make a commitment then to support this missionary either with a one-time gift or ideally to be a repeat giver by giving something every month. And I've learned that the majority of people who provide our network support are not perhaps what we would sometimes call our major donors. These are individuals who are always regarded by us as major donors, but they're giving very faithful gifts of anywhere from $25 to $50 to $100 a month, year in and year out. And more importantly, they continue to pray for that missionary and that missionary's family. Mm-hmm. They know information about the missionary and family, such as their birth dates, anniversaries. Gives an opportunity for personal correspondence, which was really, I guarantee you, very, very meaningful for our missionaries serving out in the field.
So how do we work together? How have we as a church body agreed to work together? What's the plan in order to send out missionaries?
Well, the plan that we've agreed to is that we would send our missionaries and our resources as they are called and appointed by either the what was then the Board for Mission Services or is now the Board for International Mission. So somebody either has expressed interest to us in serving in the field, or we've received their name from somebody, and if they choose to begin the application process, there is a, I'm going to call it a vetting process that has several different components, and if they complete that entire application process, then their name is brought before the Board for International Mission. And then calls and appointments are made, and they are sent.
So, as a whole church body, then this is really kind of working together in one unified process to send out missionaries.
Yeah, and that's I forgot where it is in our constitution. I think it's Article 1, actually. Which states in part that the very reason, one of the reasons that the Synod formed was so that we could do things together in a way that is a better stewardship and in a better coordinated way than if every congregation, for example, would do their own thing serving internationally.
If I remember correctly, we set a goal. Was it last convention or two conventions ago to double the number of missionaries? Is that right?
It is. It was last convention.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
Well, as I said, it's going really very well. We had at that time in 2013, at the time of convention, there were 68 full-time career missionaries serving out in the field. And the Synod in Convention basically said, we said among ourselves, and that's what a convention is, it's a conversation with ourselves, and we had agreed, we want to do better. There is great urgency for us to bring this gospel, this good news that we know to be true, and to carry that throughout all of the world. So we're going to make a good start here, and we're going to set as a goal doubling that number. Well, as I said, if all of the individuals that have been extended calls and appointments accept, it's going to be 125, shy by about 11 or so of what we would have targeted. But I am I'm not so focused on the precise number as the amazing energy that has gone in these last 3 years in just developing that process. Our recruitment staff has been absolutely phenomenal. Our mission advancement and our network support staff have been absolutely phenomenal. Our communications department, every level in this building was behind that effort and that goal to double the number of career missionaries.
What are some regions where we've really seen some significant improvement in terms of the presence of missionaries and the work that they're doing?
One I will identify that comes to mind most quickly, and that is in Latin America. Again, I can't give you the precise numbers from how many missionaries were serving in the field 3 years ago, but I'm going to say it was less than a handful. And today, if I am not mistaken, it is upwards of 40. As a result of that, and I'm talking globally now with the doubling of those missionaries, the LCMS has planted or helped partner church plants over 40 congregations.
When we say missionary, what do we mean? What is a missionary? What do they do?
A missionary is somebody who is called or sent by the LCMS to be doing the work that is connected to proclaiming the gospel, making disciples of all nations. So that's then little further defined by one's vocational call. So for example, a pastor missionary will go out and by virtue of his call as an ordained pastor missionary, will be largely focused on word and sacrament ministry, which involves then teaching the catechism, leading worship, but also has responsibilities of coordinating the church's expression of mercy. That pastor missionary then is often accompanied by other missionaries who have equally important roles, but as I said, by virtue of their vocational call, they won't all be doing the very same kind of work, but their work is connected to telling others about our Lord Jesus Christ and what he has given to us.
I think up until this point, we've spoken mostly about career missionaries, those who are sent to serve for a rather long period of time, that, you know, at least, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Are there opportunities for service that are shorter than that?
There are. We have a globally engaged missionary. We call them geo-missionaries, globally engaged opportunity missionary. That's the word for it. Those individuals make typically a 1 year to 2 year commitment. They are serving most often in positions that really only necessitate, for example, like an internship, something to give them exposure to what it is like to serve out in the field. And unfortunately, as we had to be focused on our doubling of career missionaries in the last triennium, the GEO missionary service is one of those areas that that has suffered. So we've actually seen a decline in the number of GEO missionaries. That will be one of our emphases in the coming triennium. So in addition to continuing to call and appoint full-time career missionaries, we are also working with our Concordia universities, with our LCMSU program, and with others to provide opportunities for LCMS young men and women. And we're discovering those who are on the north end of their vocational life, people who are into retirement and want to serve.
Who have what I call the gift of time.
Absolutely. And they have the gift of incredible wisdom and experience in life. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. So we'll be watching for more information on geomissionary opportunities in the coming year as well.
That's wonderful.
Great. That's great. Well, thanks be to God for our many missionaries. You said if this next, this next group that just received appointments and calls that have accepted, they've all accepted.
We have not heard from all of them. We've heard from a good number.
So if they all accept, that means we'll have how many out in the field?
125 full-time career.
Wow. 125. That's outstanding. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Well, we can find out more information about International Mission where?
www.lcms.org/international.
All right, lcms.org/international. The Reverend John Folley, Executive Director of the Office of International Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you. This is a pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. We're going to head to Clearwater, Florida today. We'll study with Pastor Eric Eichinger at Bethel Lutheran Church in Clearwater, Florida. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.